The pendulum has swung too far over. The Lord is bringing a course correction. God still has his prophets, and he will raise up more prophets, and he's bringing correction to what already remains. But we must strengthen what remains, and he wants to go to our hearts. The prophetic movement has moved so far over that for months, all we did was listen to the prophets, but we didn't go and ask the Lord about, hey, what are you saying about this? Why? Because all the prophets were in agreement, at least all the ones I followed in our stream. And by the way, prophets in other streams were hearing something completely different. But because we're not in those streams, we didn't hear it. And so many of us, we still are standing with the prophets, we're still believing the prophets. But remember, I taught all last year, 2020, 2 Chronicles 2020, stand with the prophets and you will prosper. I taught that. But God is saying you must go back to acknowledging and seeking first and foremost Jesus the prophet, okay? He is the prophet that we must listen to according to Deuteronomy 18. I was shocked when I found out that because I shared my heart with different ones, it caused a breach of relationship. And this has been something that I've seen, and the Lord's working with it. He's working with all of it. But I found out that even in my own life, if I dared to say, I don't see Trump coming back immediately. And this was after Biden was voted in. After the inauguration, because I said, I don't see Trump coming in immediately, people broke relationship with me. Now I'm sharing with you my experience, because if this is my experience, this is happening all over the United States of America, okay? Now I'm gonna talk about a little bit of this. This is why God wants to deal with hearts. Are we going to excommunicate people out of our lives if they don't believe or agree with us politically or with doctrine, peripheral doctrines? Well, I don't want anything to do with them because they're mid-trib. I believe in pre-trib. I am not going to go through the tribulation. God has not appointed me to wrath. I'm not going to hang out with those pre-tribbers. Wait a second. We don't isolate ourselves or separate ourselves from our brothers and sisters in the Lord because of peripheral things. Why are we now doing it? I'm living this, beloved. I have been uninvited from prayer calls, trust me. And it's okay, I forgive and I love, but what it's doing is it's my journey is highlighting the need to go back to the heart of the prophetic. Do you know what the heart of the prophetic is? One word. It's Jesus. Christ. It's Jesus. The spirit of prophecy, Jesus, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And now I know this is kind of heavy, but trust me, we're gonna get into some really good things on these calls, okay? But I do wanna share with you the journey that has brought me to the place I'm in. I'm not gonna go into all this other stuff, but I will say this. I want to ask you to forgive me for any way that I fed into the 2020 idea that if any way I inferred that we stand with the prophets at the expense of standing with Jesus the prophet or seeking him above the prophets, I want to ask you to forgive me. Because even though that wasn't my intent, that's what I did. And even when that crack came down in my heart and I felt like something had shifted and I didn't know what it was, and I still don't have all the information for it, but I know this, I got my attention more on the prophets than I did on going and asking the Lord for myself what he was saying. Do you understand? When you're listening constantly, 3 hours a day, to, you know, 12 different prophets all saying the same thing. It never even occurred to me to go talk to the Lord myself about it and see if he had a different opinion about what was going to happen. Or if maybe it was going to happen, but not in the way he thought people are saying it was going to happen. Or if it wasn't going to happen at all. I mean, I never even thought to go and ask the Lord myself. So I'm asking you to forgive me if I ever inferred anything other than seeking Jesus first as the prophet above every other prophets. Okay? I'm asking you to forgive me for that. So I want to share with you something regarding some goals going forward, and then I want to share with you a few things here. Okay, so does anybody want to say anything? I know this is really heavy, but I'm going to be addressing these things, and we're going to rebuild the prophetic, and it's going to be really good. But are you guys doing okay? I really love you guys. Yes, Kim, go ahead, honey.
Well, I was just saying we love you. I think everybody here loves you. I think my interpretation of what you're experiencing, and a lot of us that are experiencing with the divide within the church body, where friends are defriending and whatnot, it's kind of the woke situation that's happening with this present administration. You know, everything's getting cut off and censored, and oh, we can't be friends with this side, and just different things I'm reading online about, just even Hollywood actors who are Trump supporters who are no longer able to be in their field anymore because, oh, well, we don't agree with you, so we're just going to think. So that same spirit that's out there has weaved into the church, where the church is like, oh, well, you don't agree with what I'm saying, so I can't be on a prayer call, I can't pray with you or that. So it's kind of a, well, do you understand what I'm saying?
That's so true. And I think what's happened is exactly what we've seen in the world has been happening now in the church, and especially in the prophetic movement. And when I say the prophetic movement, it's basically in our kind of network of people that were pretty unified up to this point. But what's happening is other people that are in other parts of the body of Christ, like our precious Baptists or apologetics, they thought we were all nuts anyway, and now they're like, they are all a cult. And unfortunately, we have given them ammo, we've cleaned their gun, we're helping them point it the right direction, and so some of the things I'm talking about, I'm not talking about like, this just kind of got brought to my attention. This is something that has been discovered globally, not only by our kind of Protestant, liturgic, non-charismatic churches, but even the world. Like, they're like, what is going on with the church, okay? So, or this certain charismatic, Pentecostal charismatic prophetic movement thing. So here is the fruit that I have seen what has been happening, and this is my concerns about the prophetic movement at this point. And this is why we're going to address these things. We're going to rebuild in the image of Jesus. We're going to make the course directions, and we're going to go forward as a prophetic people under the leadership of Jesus, our prophet, and we are going to have the most stellar, amazing prophets. And some of them are you, but if not, you're at least prophetic because you hear God, you see visions and dreams. God's called you into this amazing movement. God's not like, okay, no more prophets, y'all blew it, forget it, we're just going to shut the... No, this is a course correction. Who the Lord loves, he chastens. So if this sounds like a little bit of a correction, it's because I love you. I don't have all the answers. I've been having to do this myself, and I'm welcoming you along for the ride. But guess what? We're going to house the most powerful, revolutionary spirit of revelation that we have ever seen on planet Earth. Why? because God is raising up a prophetic army whose hearts are pure and who will love. See, the Bible says, although, you know, I understand and have all understanding of all revelation, and I know all mysteries, if I have not love, it profits me nothing, okay? So God's just bringing a really, really hard course correction, and you're like, why would he allow this? This is really dramatic. Well, it's not like we didn't know. It's not like we didn't know that we need to examine our hearts and put Jesus first. But COVID was kind of the perfect storm to kind of get on social media and be kind of led into a whole lot of stuff. And God's just bringing a course correction, that's all. We are going to be part of that prophetic army that moves in such a spirit of revelation that God's going to be able to crown us and put new robes upon us, that we're going to go forth in this third wave, in this billion soul harvest, as never before. We have to bring some correction first. So, number one of the things that I'm seeing some fruit of what's been happening with the different streams, because, you know, what's happening is there's at least three in the Pentecostal prophetic movement. There's about three streams right now that I can see. There's people that, and it's all about Trump, by the way. I love him. God bless him. Not even talking about him, okay? I'm talking about beliefs, okay? One stream is he's not president. He's not going to be president. Moving on. Let's go build the kingdom. The next stream is he was God's pick, basically, but he wasn't voted in. Maybe something will happen in the future. Let's move on. Going on with God. Let's build the kingdom. There's one stream that is Trump is going to get in, but we don't know how or when, okay? The next one, which is kind of the fourth one, is the ones that Trump is actually in power right now. He's actually formed a new republic, and he's running the country from Florida. And he actually deployed the Pentagon, and now the Pentagon is in charge of Washington, D.C. So I'm sharing that with you to say these is, out of those four streams, this is the fruit that I'm seeing right now and why God is bringing correction in the prophetic movement. Number one, division. I have listened to prophets, and when I say prophets, I mean they are true prophets. But you know, you can be in a prophet and maybe say things that are not the spirit of God, or say them in the wrong spirit. You know, when you hold on to something so tightly and you want it so bad, and we're going to talk about Jeremiah 23, not right now, but when you hold on to something so tightly, there can be a little bit of a mixture. So division. So much so that I've seen prophets, at least four of them, say, if you are not on the right side, meaning if you do not believe Trump is going to be reinstated as president immediately, and I'm not saying he is or isn't, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fruit, okay? If you do not believe that he is going to be reinstated as president immediately and fulfill his second term as prophesied by Kim Clement and others, then you are on what's called the other side. Now, the reason I know that is because I have been told three times that I'm on the other side by brothers or sisters that I absolutely love, that I've walked with for decades. I've seen the division that this has caused. When we hold on to something so badly that we're willing to choose it at the expense of covenant relationships. Division. The remnant now are no longer what the Bible calls the remnant. The remnant now are those that believe that Donald Trump will be president within the next couple of months or so, whatever, to fulfill his second term. Those are the remnant. I've seen prophet after prophet refer to their Gideon's army, they're the remnant, and that if you are not believing this, that you are not only on the other side, but I saw one prophet say, and I couldn't believe it, I couldn't even believe what I heard, was that you're not only on the other side if you're not believing this, but you're on judgment, and God's judgment's going to fall on you. Well, now, these are all prophets. These are prophets that I love, but there's something has come in. And I'm telling you this because I know it firsthand, okay, and I've experienced it firsthand. So the first thing that I'm seeing, we're talking about fruit. I'm not even talking about false prophets. I'm not talking about outcomes. I'm not talking about whether or not Donald Trump's going to come in or not. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about the fruit. The fruit. What is the fruit? There's so much division in the body of Christ that now people are calling names and saying you're not part of the remnant. Let me talk to you what the remnant is. The Bible doesn't say the remnant is either Democrat or Republican. Whether or not you believe Trump is going to be in office for this next 4 years, this 4 years right now, or not, that's not the remnant. The remnant are people that believe with all their soul, heart, and being in Jesus Christ without compromise. And when you're using something from the Bible now to cause division or to say, and I've seen it over and over and over again for months. I've seen one prophet after another categorize brothers and sisters in the Lord saying, if you do not believe this, you're not on the Lord's side. Now that's a big concern because there's actually millions of Christians out there who don't see Trump coming back right now. They actually, even those that actually kind of side with this camp, just believe it'll come a different way. They're still believing for Trump to come back, but they see it a different way. But there's no grace. You're either on their side or you're not. And if you're not, then you don't have enough faith and you are not part of the remnant. And I mean, I can almost give you quotes from people and I'm not gonna do that. So what's the fruit though? Jesus said, look at the fruit so you can address it. Number one, division. Number two, delusion. I just got another text yesterday proving that Donald Trump is now running the country. We've held on to the prophet's words so much that we're literally going over the cliff of insanity. Trump is running the country. He's deployed the DOD, he's in charge of the DOD. He set up a new republic, and if you don't believe me, ask QAnon. The world is watching us, they literally think we're insane. I hope you'll come back. We are going to learn about the prophetic. Number one, division. Number two, delusion. What's the fruit? Jesus said, you know by the fruit. Division, delusion. Number three, desiring to hear what pleases us. Having itching ears, always seeking out the newest prophecy or conspiracy. Number one, the fruit of this whole thing that I've seen in the prophetic movement is division. Number two, delusion. Number three, desiring to hear anything else but God. Running from one social media thing to another, one decoding episode to another, instead of spending time with the Lord, desiring to hear what pleases us. I know I did it. I know I did it. I'm going to tell you, I did this. And it led me to believing things that did not happen. And I was heartbroken over it. And if I experienced this, how many more millions of Christians are? Okay? So please learn from me. Number one, division. Number two, delusion. Number three, desiring to hear what pleases us. In other words, we don't want to hear anything. I've had several people just in the last week when I've started to share some ideas about building the kingdom together with other people, they've looked at me and they said, I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm not going to listen to that. That's unbelief. What do you mean it's unbelief? I'm talking about building the kingdom of God. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the Bible, but we are so hungry. We have gotten itching ears. We desire to have our ears tingled. Now, let me explain to you something. We wanted to stand with the prophets, but only the ones that said what we wanted to hear. And that is still happening today. And continuing to this day, I still am seeing more and more division. I'm still seeing more and more delusion. I'm still getting every kind of, you know, we're going to turn into the Nephilim if we have the shot. I mean, delusion has infiltrated the prophetic movement. And these are prophets who I consider prophets, many of them purporting some of this stuff. I feel like we've lost our brain. You know, Jesus said, give to Caesar what Caesar's, give to God what's God. He said, be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. He said to occupy till I come. We cannot be so spiritually minded and so prophetically inclined that we lose a touch of reality, you know, that we don't actually, that we're no longer in the realm of what's actually happening in the world around us, or at least the truth, okay? So division, delusion, desiring to hear what pleases us, having itching ears. One of the things we're going to talk about in purifying the prophetic, we're going to be talking about some of these things and how to be cleansed by it. And the Bible is just full of this kind of stuff. The fourth thing is distraction from our great God and the Great Commission. It's interesting because when you go on these sites and you listen to all this stuff, which I'm still listening to much of it, some of it's really great about, you know, believing God and standing in faith and, you know, whatever, although I'm not quite sure that I believe it the way they are. I don't really know because God didn't tell me. You know, it's okay to say that. I don't really know because God didn't tell me. And God's big enough to do it in any way he wants, whatever he wants to do. But number four, distraction. What's happened in the prophetic movement is there's been a distraction from our great God and the Great Commission. I very rarely hear the name of Jesus. I'm serious. I hear the name of Trump more than I hear the name of Jesus. Now, I love Donald Trump. Please do not get me wrong, okay? But when I'm hearing more about the bad things happening in the world, I hardly hear about Jesus. I don't hear anything about feeding the poor. I don't hear anything about, when are we going to talk about preaching the gospel again? When are we going to talk about true religion undefiled, visiting the widow, feeding the poor, reaching out to the people around you? Well, I'm not going to talk to them. They're not voting for Trump. They're not part of the remnant. I'm not even going to have anything to do with them. How are we going to preach the gospel and win the lost if we won't even talk to each other? Distraction from our great God and the Great Commission. Beloved, when that thing broke in me that day, I felt like everything in me said, stop. Take a step back and find Jesus and step back into simple Christianity. Do you hear me? It's not like we're not going to pray for our nation. It's not like we won't even have government positions. But you need to step back into your peace and find out, why did you come to serve the living God? Was it to promote a political platform? Or was it to fulfill the Great Commission and win the lost? Why are we here? Okay, now I'm not saying that we don't have a part to play in all spheres of society, but I'm saying that if you'll step back into your first love and your first works, you're going to find so much peace. You're going to find so much rest, okay? And I'm just going to throw out for you, some people are in arenas they don't belong in. They're not even called to certain arenas, but because they've gotten so caught up in so many different things, they're doing stuff that God really didn't call them to. And anyway, so number one, division. I've seen the fruits of division, delusion, desiring to hear what pleases us, having itching ears, constantly on social media, distracted from our great God and the Great Commission. The Bible says that in Deuteronomy 8, the Lord your God will raise up you a prophet like me from your brethren, him you shall hear. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. So goals, so this is the fruit that I've seen, and that's why I feel like we need to address the heart of things. And Jesus wants to introduce himself to you as the prophet. He wants you to know that you hear him, that you are guided by Holy Spirit, that you are led by his Spirit, that you don't have to run to all of the prophets and hear every single thing they say. I love them, but put Jesus first, put him first. Go back to your first love, spend time with the Lord, fall in love with him all over again. Step back into your peace. Where is your peace? Okay, and go forward in your first works. And I'm going to finish this, and then I'm going to have our precious Claudia share. So goals moving forward. There's going to come a new spontaneity and a new inspiration in the prophetic movement as never before. God is getting ready to pour out the spirit of revelation in a way that we've never seen before. Because he's addressing the hearts of his prophetic ones, we are going to be able to carry the mantle and steward the mantle of revelation, because our hearts will be right. We just have to make some course corrections. So some goals moving forward. I believe God has brought a huge correction to the prophetic movement to prepare for the great outpouring of Holy Spirit. This is why the Bible says in Matthew 6, I believe, the pure in heart, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God is simply bringing our hearts back into purity. Amen. And so I love this word that Jenny gave me just last night on our prayer call. There is a new grace given to the prophetic movement. Can you say new grace?
New grace.
New grace coming to the prophetic movement. Maturity and healing. Can you say maturity and healing?
Maturity and healing.
God is bringing unity and harmony while waiting to see what God will do. I don't know the outcome of everything. I don't need to know. I'm just expectant that God has it all under control, and he is going to have his way. See, the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Carolina, you just took the notes right off my sheet here. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But Jesus said a kingdom divided cannot stand. We're kids of the kingdom, and we're going to learn more about that in the weeks ahead. But a kingdom divided cannot stand. We need to begin to learn to walk in unity together, honoring each other. Yes, we don't have to agree with everything, but at least allowing the Holy Spirit to find places, show us places of commonality. You know, last night, David and I were actually up in the mountains, and we were filming our, I hope that you'll watch on our Facebook page, our Firepoint Church Facebook page. David and I did a teaching last week on the prophetic, and you can scroll down and see that and how God's bringing together the prophetic movements. And then this week we spoke about the love of God. But the Lord spoke to me, and he said, tell them, when you're with people that, you know, maybe you don't understand them, they look different than you, they maybe voted different than you, or maybe they don't, you know, they're maybe not in the place, same place or belief you are. He said, tell them to find me in them. In other words, Jesus said, I'm in there somewhere. Have them connect with me in there. It doesn't matter how they voted. It doesn't matter, you know, what their peripheral viewpoints are or whatever. Find Jesus in them and love them in that place. Amen. So the Bible says, as much as in you, keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So again, for those of you that are coming on new, the four fruits that why I feel like that we have to bring, all of a sudden we had like 20 people join our call. So really quickly, the reason I'm starting the prophetic forum, or I feel like a goal in the prophetic forum, is simply to reintroduce the prophetic forum to Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of people, and because the Bible says that the spirit of the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. How do we get back to our first love and prophesy with purity and with power? And the reason I know that there needs to be purity in the prophetic is because the four things I see, and that I've seen them all around me, is division, delusion, desiring to hear what people want to hear only, having itching ears, and distractions from our great God and the great commissioning. There's something called simple Christianity, and it's found in the simple heart of God. And it looks like this: love as if your heart knows no boundaries. Do not allow the enemy to separate us any longer. Goals moving forward, rebuilding the prophetic movement in the love of God, reintroducing the beauty of Jesus, who is the jewel of the prophetic. You know, every time you prophesy, the Bible says to prophesy edification, exhortation, and comfort. Every time you do it, there's a fresh revelation of Jesus and his love. He is the jewel of the prophetic. Amen. I believe God has brought a huge correction to the prophetic movement so that we will be prepared. Can you say prepared?
Prepared
for the great outpouring of his spirit because of the third great awakening and the great harvest that is coming on the earth. Amen. He wants to have those that have a prophetic heart to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church and to be able to operate in love and in power. Amen. Jenny shared with me that there's a new grace given to the prophetic movement. There'll be maturity and healing, union and harmony, while waiting to see what God will do. Don't you love that? While waiting to see what God will do. But I'm not going to hold on to it so tightly and kind of detail it. So it has, matter of factly, it has to happen like this at the expense of the relationships around me. Does that make sense? Truth from God is going to be you're going to be able to walk in that truth, but still love people. Amen. God bless you, Brittany. I bless you, honey. You go ahead. Let's see what you had to say here. I know that Brittany was saying something.
I love you too. And one thing I asked, I forgot to say something before I go. It's in Ezekiel, speaking of a prophet, it's in Ezekiel 33, verses 33. It says, when all this came true, and surely will then they will know.
I'm not sure which verse that she's quoting. It might be when they see that it's come to pass, you'll know that there was a prophet among you. I think that's the verse that she's referring to. We're going to be teaching in the weeks ahead, going back over the signs of a true prophet versus a false prophet, or an immature prophet, or an immature prophecy. You know, just because you miss it in a prophecy doesn't mean you're a false prophet. Brittany, your screen froze, my sweetheart, but I'll look forward to talking with you next week. Okay, my love? Bless you, sweetheart. And so there's a fresh wind blowing in the prophetic movement. God's going to move in such a dynamic way through each one of you. We're going to flow in greater revelation than before. We're going to be restored through humility, and I'm talking about the prophetic movement in general. We will be restored through humility, asking God for forgiveness when we missed it. We will be restored through renewed love for God. God gave me a mandate over 20 years ago. He said, I'm coming back soon. You must prepare the bride and draw her closer to me. When I woke up from that dream, I said, Lord, how can I draw the bride closer to you? And he reminded me of James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Amen. And it goes on, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Later tonight, whenever we get off, I would like to share a prayer with you, just basically submitting our heart to the Lord and asking him, inviting him to shine his light on our hearts. If we put man above him, if we put prophets above him, if we put anything above him, and then we're restored through renewed love for God. So also, I woke up this morning and he said, yes, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn you to myself, Jeremiah 31:3. We're going to be restored through renewed love of God and for others, showing God's love through kindness and acts of compassion, through speaking God's words with a spirit of love, because without love, it profits us nothing. We're going to be restored through renewed love of God's word. Renewed love of God's word and understanding what is the spirit of prophecy and what are the ways of the spirit. All of that will be restored to us. Amen. I think some of us kind of advocated that when we just ran and ran and ran to hear one prophecy after another, and we didn't let the Lord develop it in us himself. Amen. Does that bear witness with you all, kind of? You guys tracking with me? Let me get a hands up if you're tracking with me. Amen. You know, you guys are like the people that are like, I'm so hungry, I'm gonna stay on late. God bless you. I will try, okay, you know how I am with time. I will try, okay, to kind of close it down at 9-ish, but this was my first time back, so I'm so excited. Claudia, I hope you'll get to share that next week, and I really appreciate you. I wanted to tell you, it might be that we have this prophetic dorm every week through February, and then starting in March, because we're probably going to be opening up our church and I'll have other ministry things. I might pray about it, but I might get it down to where we're the second and fourth Thursday of the month. Does that make sense? Because ministry is starting to open up in other areas, and then especially with our church. So I might move this from once a week to twice a month, the second and fourth of the month. Does that make sense? Anyway, we'll know more as we go on. If I do that, it won't be until next month. We'll have it every week, at least through February, and then we just might move it to, again, the second and fourth Thursday of the month, starting in March. Let's see how the Lord leads. Pray about that with me, okay? But listen, I want to pray over you and bless you. Thank you for holding out with me. Claudia, that was an amazing word. I was so blessed by that. We were just so inspired, and I just love the whole anti-venom from the snake and from the lamb. Was that the lamb's blood that they used?
The lamb's blood on the doorposts at Passover.
And so is the lamb's blood where they can make the anti-venom?
Yes. The sheep have a natural immunity to snake venom.
Okay, they have a natural immunity.
Right. And
okay.
The snake is a representative of the devil in Scripture.
Yeah.
But because Jesus is the lamb,
yeah.
I mean, there's so much. And it's like, well, we are immune to the devil because we're in Christ.
Amen. So good, Claudia. Thank you so much. Well, let me pray over you and bless you. I appreciate you so much. And tonight, I know tonight was kind of heavy, but we're going to go into prophesying over each other and dreams and visions and angels and all the stuff. But I just kind of wanted to set the platform of why I felt like I need to start really addressing these things. But we're not going to stay in correction. We're going to go into direction and infilling and revelation and glory. Amen. 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 We're going to grow in the maturity of Jesus, and we are going to shine as never before. We're becoming vessels of the glory of God, the very containers of his presence that carry him everywhere we go. Amen. So let me just pray over you. Father, I just bless those that are on right now and those that were on earlier, but then they got off. I ask that you would even meet each one in their dreams, that you would come, Lord Jesus, in dreams and visions of the night, in words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Father, I ask that a spirit of revelation would be released to each one. I also pray, Lord God, that you would start to just kind of speak so sweetly to our hearts and bring us into an understanding of what you're trying to say to the church in this hour. And as we couple with you, Holy Spirit, that guides us into all truth, we know that we will bring so much glory to our Father because we're being transformed into the image of Jesus, who is our glorious King and our prophet of all prophets. We love you, our Savior Jesus. We yield to you. We ask that in our lives that the testimony of Jesus will be the spirit of prophecy. And we just invite you right now, those of you that are still on with me, would you just invite Holy Spirit right now and just say, Lord, I ask you, I invite you to examine my heart. If there's been any people pleasing or even idolatry of men or where I've even gotten off in the prophetic, Lord, and I have put others knowingly or unknowingly above you, King Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to shine your light upon all of my gifts, all the gifts of the Spirit within me, and that you would cleanse them, that you would cleanse me from any mixture. Lord, I ask that you would cause love to reign supreme in my life, and that everything I do in my life, and especially in the realm of the prophetic, would be led, motivated by your love. And so I thank you, Lord. I invite you, Father, I thank you that you love me, and whom you love, you also chasten. You're correcting us, but Lord, we love you, and we yield, we submit. We say, yes, Lord, your will, not ours. Use me for your glory. Speak to me and speak through me, that your love will be known by the spirit of revelation that I carry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I love you. Now you expect an encounter. I am telling you, I have been seeing angels. The other day I was in the kitchen and I just broke out in tongues, and I looked in my spirit and there was an angel standing right in front of my kitchen cupboard in my kitchen while I was trying to heat up some lunch. God is releasing angels right now. Gail, you are going to see angels. I believe you're even going to have angel feathers floating around in your house. You're going to be like, where did this angel feather come from? This is the angel of the Lord's come to visit me. God's releasing such a seer anointing in your life. I love you. I'd love to hear the visions God's giving you and those dreams. I bless you and Paul, and I miss you so much. I love each one of you. Okay, tonight, this was kind of the way to your stuff. Next week, we're going to move on to some meat,
stuff.
But we're going to flow in some more power, more grace, more revelation, and it's going to be wonderful. And I look forward to seeing you next week at 7 o'clock. I love you all. And if you haven't seen any of Pastor David and I's pastor's chats or our Sunday morning service, especially 2 weeks ago, we talked about the prophetic and unity, bringing the streams together. That was, it's actually last Sunday, I think. And then this coming Sunday, which will be coming up, we talk about the fruit of love and gentleness and kind of how God's bringing us back into first things, you know, kind of like getting along with everybody, you know, and loving people and stuff like that. But I do encourage you to go on our Firepoint of our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, Firepoint Church YouTube, and see the message that David shared last week on kind of bringing the prophetic together. So I love you so much, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you. Thank you for putting up with my journey. Let's do this together, okay?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I enjoyed Claudia speaking. Would you kindly define what it means to be a commissioned prophet? What does commission mean? You said she was a commissioned prophet.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a good question. I love it when I get questions like this. If you guys would just ask me more questions, I won't be dribbling on about all the bad things happening. Hello. This is a good question. I love this. Yes. A commissioned prophet. Okay. There are those that are called to be, for example, everyone is called to be prophetic. I'm going to go back a little bit. This is the teacher in me. So three things. Number one, everyone is called to be prophetic. And I'm going to reintroduce that to people in the weeks ahead. Everyone is called to see, to hear the voice of God, and to share that word with other people, especially edification, exhortation, and comfort. Joel 2, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons will have visions, or your old men will dream dreams, and on my hand maidens, they're going to prophesy too. Everyone is called to prophesy, all y'all. However, in fact, 1 Corinthians 14 says you may all prophesy one by one. So that's everyone's called to prophesy, but not everyone is called to be a prophet. Ephesians 4:11, God has put in the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the edifying, for the maturing of the saints, equipping of the saints, or for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the fullness of the stature of Christ. And so there's fivefold, what we call fivefold ministry gifts. They are a gift to the body of Christ. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Everyone in the body of Christ can have an anointing like those things, because they are the attributes of the anointing upon Jesus. So people can be apostolic, prophetic, evangelical, pastoral, or a teacher, but they're not necessarily called to the fivefold office of one of those things. These offices are gifts to the body of Christ. And they are equipped, they are equippers, and they are imparters, and they are also have governmental authority if they are not only called by God, but commissioned by the church. So it's one thing to be called. So for example, you know you're a teacher, you know the word of God, you see yourself teaching other people, or say, for example, a prophet, God appeared to you. I'm calling you as a prophet before I knew you from your mother's womb, like he did Jeremiah. But in the New Testament, you're not a commissioned prophet until the local church or the body of believers that you're assigned to recognize you as a prophet. So it's one thing to be called, but until you get commissioned or recognized in a church or in the body you're called to, you really don't have a lot of authority to operate as.
So what is that? What does that commissioning look like? Is it a certificate?
I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like we're having a commissioning tonight. Would so and so please come forward? This is so and so, and they pour oil on them, and they lay hands on them. And Jacqueline was there for mine, and I was there for Claudia's. And it is a outward recognition of your calling. Usually it's something you're already doing, and they finally, like for example, when David and I were commissioned as pastors at Harvest Rock Church, we walked around that place for 3 years being called pastor, didn't we, Jacqueline? We were, we're not pastors. Pastor Jeannie, I'm not pastor, we're not pastors. But we were leading like five different things, huh, Jacqueline? So eventually they were like, you know, everyone's calling you a pastor. Mm-hmm. Let's make it official. And then we were commissioned and ordained as pastors. Now, with prophets, they're not usually ordained. Many times they're just commissioned. And that means it's a public recognition and anointing publicly. So it's a commissioning. Yeah. So it's really interesting. God calls, but people commission. So you can be called, but unless if the church doesn't recognize it and it's not publicly recognized and or commit and you're not publicly commissioned, like somebody can just show up at Firepoint Church and trust me, it's happened. I'm prophetess so and so, or I'm prophet so and so, and we're like, we don't know you. You may be a prophet, but you're not a prophet in our house because we don't know you, or you're not referred to us.
You know, so is there a list of, is there somewhere we can go like online to see, oh, this person was commissioned, then I know I can listen to their YouTube videos and not be led astray.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. And in fact, one of the problems that we're having, and I've got like, you know, 6 months of teaching here about this. And one of the issues is lack of accountability. Are you a prophet? Well, if you're a prophet, who's your pastor? Well, I don't need a pastor. I'm a prophet. I lead the nations. I don't need a pastor. Yes, you do. Everybody needs a pastor. Everyone needs accountability. And everyone needs to be able to be submitted to a pastor or a leadership team around them.
So there's no list of somewhere online where I can check to see if someone's, okay.
No. Okay. The best you can do is basically find out what stream they're in and then just kind of do a back search, you know, or ask people like me, hey, have you heard of so-and-so? What's their record, you know? Right. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Prophet Jeannie.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? Okay, so remember last year you gave us the declarations?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been declaring them over myself and my family, and I've seen so many changes.
Oh, praise God.
Even my sister has been brought to Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She was talking about, like, she's like, oh, you know, you're a Christian now. You're going to this church, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you, she has been receiving prayer, and she puts on the armor of God every morning. So
wow.
I just want to thank God for your ministry and all the work that you do. And just, wow, thank you so much.
I'm so glad to hear that, Carolina, please.
There's so many breakthroughs occurring, and I had a vision of my family going to a river, and they were filling up their cups, and that they were filling themselves with water, and that water represented, you know, the Holy Spirit, and they were going.
Oh, so good. Now, Carolina, next week, I want you just to jump in and interrupt me. Please, you guys, always feel free to interrupt me and share about that, because I want to encourage people to make those declarations, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Love
Thank
you, guys.
You.